On Tuesdays, we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Fort Mill School District. Joe Burke is the Chief Communications Officer. And good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Fresh off of spring break.
Yes. Yeah. Came back yesterday. Students and staff all back in the buildings yesterday. So now we're in the home stretch to the end of the year.
Oh, my goodness. We've got a lot of ground to cover. Let's first start, if we can, with Flint Hill Elementary School. The district is still trying to determine exactly how to make up 2 days. Kind of bring us up to speed why where we're at in this process and why they have to make up these days.
Yeah, just Flint Hill Elementary School had 2 missed days as a result of the incidents that took place at the Silfab Solar facility back in March. The district has been looking at the options related to that. In the law, there are stipulations about makeup days and about when boards can forgive days and different requirements. And then there's the other law where we have with the e-learning days and how they're used. So we're trying to figure out how all that played together. We worked with our State Department. The State Department gave us, under their determination of the law, that we would have to make up these 2 days. The board does not have the option to forgive them. That's based on the older laws where it talks about you have to have 3 makeup days in your calendar and you have to use 3 makeup days before you can do your forgiveness. That predated e-learning, so that's how we used to do things. We used to make up school on makeup days. Well, now that we have the e-learning program, we're allowed to use those e-learning days on the day that we're out if we're able to plan for it and have things out. We were not able to do that because of the emergency nature of this situation. So there was some confusion about whether or not those counted towards the 3 required makeup days, because we have done 4 of those this year, but they don't. So according to the State Department, so we are going to have to look at a plan for making that up. We discussed that at our last board meeting, and we're going to be talking about it again tonight at tonight's board meeting.
What are the options, or what's on the table?
There's a couple of different things. The State Department says we have the option to have school Saturday, e-learning school on a Saturday. They did give us an option of possibly transitioning the last half day of school to a full day for just Flint Hill. And obviously all of these things are just for Flint Hill. There is an option that where you can extend your school day by minimum of an hour for so many days to make up the time. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of logistical issues that come in with that. And then obviously looking at what is going to give us the best learning opportunities for students. So we're looking at all of the different options, again, trying to find out what's going to fit best and provide the best learning opportunity, but also not be a complete disruption to our families and the staff that have to serve that school.
Joe, with all the rules and regulations, it sounds like that should be a question on an SAT.
Because it's probably the most complicated word problem I think I've ever worked with.
It's a riddle.
Yes. Yeah. That's much rather would deal with the train left here and train left there, and they're going to meet in the middle. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. One train left the station at this time, at this day, this one, what time are they going to arrive? That would be much easier than that.
And that's a common situation when you have things. I mean, obviously the calendar law, the last change in the calendar law, I think, was around the 2013 to 2015 range. That's when the boards got the option to do this. But e-learning comes in almost 10 years later, so there's a lot of changes that happen, especially as technology's figured into it. So we're working through it with the State Department and trying to come up with the best option.
They just need to get those 180 days.
All students are required to have 180 days of school each year.
Well, the brains that be, they're in the right role for that position. Let them worry about it, Joe. You just have to translate it to the district for sure. Again, all of that just affected Flint Hill Elementary School. Please hear that. Flint Hill Elementary School for sure.
Yeah. All right. It's also award season.
Yes. Honestly, truthfully, they're coming in faster than we can count.
That's a good problem to have.
Absolutely, 100%. And they're going to keep coming. We know that. I'll spotlight a few just at the top of my head. First off, I want to say a big congratulations to River Trail Elementary School. They got selected as a model PLC school. And for those that don't speak education, PLC is a professional learning community. That is a system that our school uses where our teachers work together in teams, not just inside of their own subjects, but they come together and they try to plan out the curriculum for the students that crosses across all of those different platforms and really work together to develop the best engaging educational experience for our students we can. That's a big push across the United States and has been for many years. To be selected as a model school is amazing. That means they're going to be looked at by other schools to see how you're doing it. So obviously you must be doing it well. So big shout out to them. Another shout out to Nicole LaFave. She was selected as a STEAM teacher of the year. So I think that's pretty awesome over at Catawba Ridge. They also had another award. They got the FAFSA award for getting their FAFSA forms collected on time and submitted. So we celebrated just recently. If you go to our Facebook page, you're going to see multiple ones in there. I'm not going to be able to list everybody, but please go there and check them all out.
it looks like it's the big check that they give out on The Price is Right. You're just giving that to everyone. Congratulations.
And that's great to see. Yeah. And we want to see that. And we're very proud of that, all the accomplishments. Don't ever want to downplay that. And the more we can get, the happier we are for our students and our staff.
Absolutely.
And then as you're looking to wrap up the year, this is will begin state testing. So that will come down the pipeline. And then you've got graduation season and prom season. So kind of what's the message out there for your prom? Because we're already in the prom pledge season. Mm-hmm. I think we've gone already to one of the schools in the Fort Mill School District. We've got many more to visit, as well as graduation seasons right around the corner.
Just some small events, you know.
Yeah,
just close it out.
Minors.
Obviously, starting with prom, that's an exciting time for our juniors and seniors in high school. It's a great, especially our seniors. It's your last, big event leading up to graduation in high school. So I think that's amazing. Obviously, we want everybody to stay safe. So please be careful. Pay attention when you're in the prom pledge meeting, and make sure you listen up on that one. But we want everybody to have a good time. Enjoy it. And the best way to enjoy it is to stay safe. So we want everybody to do that.
Absolutely.
Graduation coming up May 29th, Friday. We'll be back at the Winthrop Coliseum, all three schools on the same day. We will live stream again. So for anybody who cannot make it or have family out of the area, you'll be able to watch all three graduations live on our district YouTube page. So again, another very exciting time. Congratulations to the class as they're coming to the end of their high school careers.
And what is your graduation day one more time?
May 29th. Friday, May 29th at the Winthrop Coliseum.
Okay.
Perfect. And then Joe, we'll wrap it up. You had a busy spring break. You celebrated your wedding anniversary.
Yes, I did. So I heard you mention yours was today. Mine was actually last Thursday. I'm a year ahead of you.
Okay.
So we've been married for 20 years.
Oh.
What's that date? April what?
April the 9th.
April the 9th.
See, I got that right.
Okay.
I want that pointed out. April the 9th.
You're older and wiser than us, Joe. So I'm going to come to
probably
you.
Probably considerably older. I'll give it that.
No.
I'll come to you with all of my wedding related or marriage related questions. Not wedding related. We're done with that one for now. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And then your wife also had a very big week.
Yeah, she last week got selected as the, I don't know the exact title for it, but basically it's their version of Teacher of the Year, so Professor of the Year for the USCL campus. So I'm very proud of her for that. Congratulations to her.
Oh,
so education's big in our family, obviously, both at the K-12 and the college level, but so very proud of her for that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, congratulations to all of your success. And he's got a son who's also going to be entering high school with our
kids.
Yes.
Are we ready for that,
Joe? I'm stepping into that, too. We're going to see how that goes. Okay. But I think it's going to be exciting.
We're all in it together.
Hold on for dear life.
We'll need each other for sure.
Yeah, we might have to have the support group more than just the one Tuesday.
That's it. All right. Joe Burke is the Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District. Here's to a fantastic last couple of weeks as we close out this year's school year, and congratulations to the class of 2026.